咁我哋大家一齐打开约书亚记第一章，我哋读前面九节嘅圣经。
Let us turn together to the book of Joshua, chapter 1. We'll read the first 9 verses.
约书亚记第一章一至九节。
Book of Joshua, chapter 1, verses 1 to 9.
又话啲仆人摩西死了以后。耶和华晓谕摩西的帮手嫩的儿子约书亚说：我的仆人摩西死了，现在你要起来和众百姓过这约旦河，往我所要赐给以色列人的地去。凡你们脚掌所踏之地，我都照着我所应许摩西的话赐给你们了。
Now it came about after the death of Moses, the servant of the Lord, that the Lord spoke to Joshua, the son of Nun, Moses' servant, saying, Moses, my servant is dead. Now therefore arise, cross this Jordan, you and all this people, to the land which I am giving to them, to the sons of Israel. Every place on which the sole on your foot treads, I have given it to you, just as I have spoke to Moses.
第四节，从旷野和这利巴嫩，直到伯阿大河，黑人的全地，又到大海任何之处，都作你们的境界。你平生的日子，必无一人能在你面前站稳得住。我怎样与摩西同在，也必照样与你同在。我必不撇下你，也不丢弃你。
From the wilderness and this Lebanon, even as far as the great river, the river Euphrates, all the land of the Hittites, as far as the great sea toward the setting of the sun, will be your territory. No man will be able to stand before you all the days of your life. Just as I have been with Moses, I will be with you. I will not fail you or forsake you.
第六节，你当刚强壮胆，因为你必使这百姓承受那地为业，就是我向他们列祖起誓应许赐给他们的地。只要刚强大大壮胆，谨守遵行我仆人摩西所吩咐你的一切律法，不可偏离左右，使你无论往哪里去都可以顺利。这律法书不可离开你的口。总要昼夜思想，好使你谨守遵行这书上所写的一切话。如此，你的道路就可以亨通，凡事顺利。我岂没有吩咐你吗？你当刚强壮胆，不要惧怕，也不要惊惶，因为你无论往哪里去，耶和华你神必与你同在。
Verse 6, be strong and courageous, for you shall give this people possession of the land which I swore to their fathers to give them. Only be strong and very courageous. Be careful to do according to all the law which Moses, my servant, commanded you. Do not turn from it to the right or to the left, so that you may have success wherever you go. This book of the law shall not depart from your mouth, but you shall meditate on it day and night, so that you may be careful to do according to all that is written in it. For then you will make your way prosperous, and then you will have success. For have I not commanded you, be strong and courageous? Do not tremble or be dismayed, for the Lord your God is with you wherever you go.
我哋再读第五章13至到15节，第三节。
We'll read also in the book of Joshua, chapter 5, verse 13 to 15.
约书亚记第五章13节。
Joshua, chapter 5, verse 13.
约书亚靠近耶利哥的时候，举目观看，不料有一个人手里有拔出来的刀，对面站立。约书亚到他那里，问他说：你是帮助我们呢，是帮助我们敌人呢？他回答说：不是的，我来是要作耶和华军队的元帅。约书亚就俯伏在地下拜说：我主有什么话吩咐仆人？耶和华军队的元帅对约书亚说：把你脚上的鞋脱下来，因为你所站的地方是圣地。约书亚就照着行了。
Verse 13, now it came about that when Joshua was by Jericho, that he lifted up his eyes and looked, and behold, a man was standing opposite him with his sword drawn in his hand. And Joshua went to him and said to him, are you for us or are you for our adversaries? And he said, no, rather I indeed come now as captain of the host of the Lord. And Joshua fell on his face to the earth and bowed down and said to him, what has my Lord to say to his servant? And the captain of the Lord's host said to Joshua, Remove your sandals from your feet, for the place where you are standing is holy. And Joshua did so.
感謝主，今朝翻到呢度聚會，裏邊好喜樂。
Thank the Lord that I can again come here. I'm very happy, joyful.
當然有好多係生面孔。
Although many are unfamiliar faces to me.
或者你好細個嗰時，我識你，而家大個，我唔認得你。
And perhaps you were just a lot younger when I first met you, but now I can't recognize your face.
当然都感谢主，有好多系新嚟嘅弟兄姊妹同埋朋友。
And of course, we thank the Lord that we have new friends that are here among us too.
我哋实在感谢主，因为主系叫我哋响呢个地方嚟到为佢作见证。
We really thank the Lord that we can be here in this place to be a testimony, a witness for Him.
我们很多人都在这里蒙了主很多的恩典，包括我在内。
That we've gained much blessing from the Lord here, including myself.
我们回回转头来看，我都不敢告诉你们几多年了，我跟这一班弟兄姊妹是不是在一起。
That when I look back, I can't even tell you how many years it's been that I've been here with these brothers and sisters here.
最耐嘅好似阿 William 啊、Esther 啊呢啲弟兄姊妹，1972年就同佢哋一齐聚会，你哋好多人仲未出世。
I can go back all the way to 1972 with brothers and sisters like William and Esther. Many of you weren't even born yet.
但我哋感谢主喺呢啲年日嘅里边。主一路恩待我们，也都主也都愿意用我们。
But we thank and praise the Lord that throughout all these years that the Lord has dealt kindly with us and he's been able to use us.
我们回回转头看到，都是主的恩典，主的信实，主的大能。
When we look back, we can see that it is the Lord's trustworthiness, his leading that has led us.
不是很多基督徒都有咁嘅经历，能够咁多年大家同心合意一从嚟到服侍追求我哋嘅主。
That is not the experience of all Christians that we can be together to seek after the Lord in unity.
但系我哋知道我哋嘅主系一代一代嘅，如果佢迟延未翻嚟，要我哋有更多人好似我哋弟兄姊妹诗歌一样嚟到作主嘅精兵。
That if the Lord tarries one generation after another, he will guide, he will lead us on forward, like those song that we just sang, Onward Christian Soldier.
所以我见到你们，我不识你们，我很开心。
When I see you and I don't recognize your face, I'm actually very happy.
因为如果只是那些老人家在这里，个个都好像我那么老，就不打得仗了。
That if I came and I only saw the same faces, the same old faces like us, like myself, we would not be able to go out in battle.
主要用我哋
，God desires to use us as vessels。
好似昔日主用摩西嚟到带以色列人出埃及。
Just in days past, God used Moses to lead his people out of Egypt。
然后神到时候到了，就继续嘅用兴起下一代约书亚嚟到带佢哋进入迦南美地。
And when the time came。The time is right. He raised up another individual to lead them into the land of Canaan.
进入基督的丰富里边去。
To enter into that land, into Christ's abundance.
所以当我们这一次我愿意同大家思想下神手中一个器皿约书亚。
And so today I would like to consider the vessel of God, this individual Joshua.
我们知道神在地上的工作是要藉着人来到完成。
That we know the work of God must be manifest, must be complete through man.
所以神一路在这里来到寻找得着一些的器皿。
So the Lord continues to seek out vessels that he can use.
来到叫人能够与他同工。
That man can co-work with him.
但是你知道神可以等人，一路等到他有手中合用的器皿。
But the Lord is patient and he can wait until this vessel is ready to be used.
我相信他等了摩西，等了40年又40年， 等到佢80岁嗰阵时，神先能够咁样用佢。
And we know that he waited for Moses 40 years and another 40 years until when he was 80 years old, God used him.
我知道你哋唔使惊，唔使等到80岁神先用你哋。
So don't worry, the Lord will not wait until you're 80.
所以约书亚喺佢比较年轻嘅时候，甚至佢做少年人嘅时候，神就用佢。
So we see in Joshua that the Lord used him when he was young.
你睇过圣经，你见到神用人系有佢自己嘅要求。
That we see in the Bible that the Lord has his own requirements when he uses an individual.
神要作工啊，用恢复佢自己嘅作为嘅时候，佢预备咗以斯拉、尼希米啊、所罗巴伯嚟到将以色列人带翻转头。
When the Lord wanted to have a revival, he used individuals such as Ezra and Nehemiah and Zerubbabel to bring that to pass.
神用着彼得啊，一个打鱼嘅人嚟到完成佢个工作。
And the Lord used Peter, a fisherman, to complete his work.
而且佢系喺佢身上有好多好细致嘅工作，叫佢成为神手中嗰个比较合用嘅器皿。
And in fact, there were many little details, little things in Peter's life that the Lord needed to use to change in order for him to be the appropriate vessel.
神不单单要一个人来到得人如得鱼，神用要用着一个人来到补网。
Not only did he use them in order to gain men as fish, but then also to mend the nets.
神就得咗约翰。
And so in mending the nets, he gained John.
等到啲鱼唔好喺网处有翁嚟到走咗出嚟。
So the fish, when they were caught, would not just swim away; they were caught in the net.
所以当有咗三本福音书之后，神仍然用约翰嚟到写咗约翰福音，然后将福音书完全。
That even though there were already three Gospels, the Lord wanted one more, the Gospel according to John, to complete.
神也用约翰写了约翰一二三书，来到叫书信能够完全。
And so he had John write 1 John, 2 John, 3 John, so the epistles would be complete.
神要得着约书亚，今天我们要交通的。
And so the Lord wants to gain Joshua, this is what we'll be sharing on today.
也都用了很漫长的时间。
He used a long period of time to do so.
当然我哋呢啲咧就学嘢比较慢啲，你哋后生嘅咧可能学嘢快啲，唔使咁多年啦。
And of course, for those of us who are older, it takes us longer to learn things. But for the young ones, such as yourself, you can learn much faster.
我头先见到啊，司琴嗰个边个？哦，原来系啊，班尼个女。哇，感谢主，主可以用你哋后生嘅人。
And I saw who was playing the piano.Earlier, and oh, that's Bonnie's daughter. Praise the Lord that he can use the young people.
我哋睇约书亚，佢曾经喺埃及同百姓一齐受苦，有啲咁嘅经历。
And we see that Joshua he suffered with the people, and he has that experience.
神亦都叫约书亚睇见过神点样行神迹，透过十灾。将以色列人带出埃及。
And Joshua also experienced the 10 plagues, how the Lord led his people out of Egypt.
他也亲身看见过逾越节，神的羔羊，那个天使灭命的，天使来到灭那些埃及的长子，看到羔羊的血，怎样在门楣上面就得拯救的一家人。
And he witnessed firsthand the Passover when the angel of the Lord came and killed all the firstborn, but passed over those with the blood on the lintel.
神也都用他做以法莲支派的领袖来到带以色列人过红海。
And he saw how he led the people across the Red Sea.
而且他成为摩西的帮手，当摩西去山上四十昼夜接受神话语的时候。
And he actually, Joshua was the assistant of Moses, and when Moses was up 40 days and 40 nights on the mountain,
他在半山孤孤单单的等，等了四十昼夜。
And 40 days and 40 nights, he alone waited by the foot of the mountain.
我相信这些经历对他以后能够被神用都是很有用的。
And I believe that all these experiences that he had was something useful for him down the road.
我不知道今天你在学校读书，或者你在工，或者做工，对你来讲，有什么意思呢？
So I don't know what meaning or purpose you have when you think about the things you do at school or at your work.
但除了你学了地上的知识之外，同样神叫你经历的一些，或者一些不开心的事，或者一个开心的事，但是这些经历都是帮你在主面前能够成为祂可以用的一个器皿。
So whatever it is that you go through, whether it's some knowledge that you learned in this world, or some good, happy experience, or some sad, difficult situation, these are all things that the Lord has had you go through so you can be used by Him.
全律法需要四十昼夜，神同摩西来到，将他的心意启示出来。
So 40 days and 40 nights, the Lord expressed his heart to Moses through the law.
可能约书亚他听不到，但是他见到山上那些的火，那些的烟，甚至或者听到一些震动，他真的觉得神家里面的事是多么严肃。
And perhaps Joshua didn't hear what words were being said, but he could see the clouds and the fire and maybe even some shaking, that how important, how serious what was going on.
那四十夜昼夜他孤单的日子，他在那里认识神的事，他要持守在主面前。
That 40 days and 40 nights he was there, he knew in those days by himself alone, he knew how important it was and that he had to hold fast to the things of the Lord.
刚才的意思的弟兄说，你们要安静，知道我是神。
And the brother who led the hymns earlier said, be still and know that I am Lord.
当神要用一个人，预备一个人的时候，我们需要在神面前有一个安静，也都持守。
That when we are to be used by the Lord, we have to have this heart to be still and to hold fast to the Lord.
在出埃及33章那里也都讲到一些的经历，就是摩西与神是面对面讲说话。
And there's an experience in Exodus chapter 33 saying Moses met with the Lord face to face.
他在神的会幕里面。
That he was in the tabernacle of the Lord.
每一次，云柱火柱在那里，摩西去到那里，神就跟他讲说话。
That wherever the pillar of cloud was, that was where the Lord was, and he spoke to Moses there.
讲完说话之后，摩西就出去，去到住的地方，去到外面去了。
And so, and then Moses would go out from that his presence and go somewhere else.
但是那里有一句说话，出埃及33章11节，他说唯有他的帮手，一个少年人，嫩的儿子约书亚，不离开会幕。
And so in Exodus 33:11, it says there that, and when he returned, only his servant Joshua, the son of Nun, a young man, did not depart from the tabernacle.
他是愿意，好像今天来讲啊，我不知道一后生仔愿不愿意聚会啊。
So, for instance, today, I don't know if you young folks are willing to attend a service.
有阵时，去到12:03个字咧，啲人就睇表啊，就讲俾我听，你应该快啲落嚟啦。
That I've had people come up to me looking at the clock. It's 12:15. You should get off of there.
有啲人喺度讲啊， 你去到个地方啊，人哋睇表啊，你就醒水啦，你快啲落嚟啦。
They tell me that when you go to visit different places, when people are starting to look at their clocks, you need to start up.
如果你再唔醒水咧，人哋唔系睇表，系俾个表你睇。
If you don't pick it up quickly, they won't just look at their clock. They'll be telling you to look at their clock.
俾个表你睇啊。
The watch. They'll show you their watch, the time.
弟兄姊妹，约书亚一个少年人，佢唔离开神嘅会幕。
And so we see that it was Joshua who did not depart from the tabernacle.
佢系更加愿意个都走晒，摩西都唔喺度啊，佢唯有佢不离开会幕。
That everyone had left the tabernacle, even Moses had left and departed, but only Joshua remained in the tabernacle.
佢愿意独自嘅，因为喺旧约嘅里边，唔系我哋随时可以同主有交通嘅，喺会幕嘅里边，喺嗰度佢系等候亲近我哋嘅主。
That you cannot meet the Lord anytime you wanted to, that he needed to wait there at the tabernacle to wait upon the Lord.
我哋感谢主，今日对于神家，对于亲近神，我唔知道弟兄姊妹，你感觉系点样？
So I don't know nowadays how to be close to the Lord. What kind of feeling is that for you?
我每一次嚟到呢个会所咧，我稍微留意一下咧，都有啲地方又翻圈咗一下，又整得好用啲啊！我而家发现原来有咁多个麦喺个长处啦。
So I noticed these little details every time I come here, like these mics that are around the walls.
我知道有弟兄姐妹，佢哋对于神嘅家里边一切嘅事啊，甚至我头先去下厕所，佢厕所其实好干净啊。呢啲 detail 啊，don't take it for granted， 系好多弟兄姐妹。
So you see these little details, and even when I went to the bathroom earlier, it was very clean. Don't take these things for granted, because there was a brother or sister that cared for the Lord's things and took care of that.
他愿意在神的家里面来到尽忠，来到摆上，来到持守。
They were willing to be faithful, to hold fast to these things of the Lord.
所以我们能够一代一代咁样恶嚟嘅时候，如果主持言，神嘅见证仍然要喺呢个地方嚟到继续。
That if the Lord tarries, that generation after generation, that the testimony of the Lord will remain here.
佢唔单止忠心，你喺圣经有几个地方啊，喺民数记27章嗰度特别讲到啊，佢嫩嘅儿子约书亚心中有圣灵。
That in Numbers, it tells us that it was Joshua, the son of Nun, a man who had a spirit.
在《生命记》34章19节那里说，他嫩的儿子约书亚，因为摩西按手在他头上，就被智慧的灵充满，以色列人听从他，照着耶和华吩咐摩西的行了。
So likewise in Deuteronomy, it says that Joshua, the son of Nun, was full of the spirit of wisdom, for Moses had laid his hands on him, so that children of Israel heeded him.
我相信弟兄姊妹好熟悉啊，就是民数记十四章嗰阵时十二个探子去窥探迦南地嘅时候。
That we're all very familiar with Deuteronomy 14, when Moses sent the 12 spies out to see the land.
然后十个探子翻嚟，佢哋话：哎呀，好多人惊啊！嗰度迦南地嗰啲城池又坚固，嗰啲人啊，好似巨人咁样。
And we recall that 10 of the spies they came back and they said the walls are so thick and the people are like giants there.
哦，我哋喺佢面前好似蚱蜢咁样啊！我哋即系成就佢口中嘅食物啊！佢哋食咗我哋。
And we would be like insects before them. They could just eat us up.
他们只是看环境，只是看仇敌，只是看难处，但还有一样，他们没有看神。
that they only looked at the situation, the difficulty, the enemy. They forgot to look at the Lord.
圣经话俾佢听，只有十一个探子，只有加勒同约书亚，佢哋心中有另外一个心智，另外一个灵。
That we know only two of the 12 spies, Caleb and Joshua, they had a different spirit.
他们的灵只是看见神。
And in their spirit, they only saw God.
他们只是相信神。
And they believed, trusted only in God.
他们能够藐视那些仇敌。
They can describe all of the enemy.
他们能够全心不看环境，全心全意的跟从耶和华。
But they could not...They could disregard the circumstances and look simply at their God.
光弟兄曾经讲过，确约书亚有一个叫做 fighting spirit， 一个战斗嘅灵。
And Brother Kong once described Joshua as having a fighting spirit.
四个月之前咧，San Bruno 请咗 John Penn， 唔知你哋有冇人识唔识啊？就系喺 Mountainville。Tap Punk 的小仔来讲了一次道。
So several months ago at San Bruno, we invited Ted Peng's son, John Peng, to speak.
大家都识得 David， 但系唔识得 John。
You might all know David Peng, but we might not be familiar with his brother John.
咁佢嚟到咧，佢就讲下，好似我嚟到呢度咁样，讲下啲旧阵时啲事。
So when he first arrived, he also spoke of things of the past.
即系讲到佢三十年前喺 Berkeley 读书嗰阵时咧。就揸四十五分鐘嘅車去 San Bruno 聚會嘅，雖然而家啲好多人唔識佢，但係佢就講起舊陣時嘅事。
And so he spoke of the past when 30 years ago he was a student at Berkeley, how he had to commute 45 minutes to worship in San Bruno.
因為嗰陣時咧，佢係有一個弟兄咧就。喺度講道啊，用廣東話噶，唔知係咪 William 佢嗰度講啊，所以變咗又要翻國語。咁啊，佢哋聽英文咧，就喺個玻璃後邊聽耳機。
And he recalled when someone came, when he was worshiping there back then, someone came to speak in Cantonese, and they translated into Mandarin. So all the English speaking had to sit behind in a room behind a mirror, a window, a glass, to listen to the translation into English.
佢話坐喺後邊嘅得兩個人，就佢同佢個 roommate， 佢 roommate 就係租。
And so it was just two of them, him and his roommate, Joe.
佢就话有个弟兄就企喺后边，就着住西装，打住呔，就好似我咁样啦，就喺度翻译，好有精神咁样翻译。
And so the two of them just sat there in the back with another brother who had a tie on and suit and everything and translated for them with a lot of energy.
你知道啲大學生人啊，尤其 Berkeley 都係捱生捱死啊，去到個聽聽下就瞓著咗。
So you know, especially at that age when they're students, they'll listen for a little bit, they fall asleep because they got so busy, so many things.
咁但係等佢瞓醒咧，見到個弟兄仲喺度，好有精神咁樣翻譯。
And so he said he fell asleep a little, and when he woke back up, the brother was still translating with all this energy.
佢揸車之後翻去嘅時候，就同佢個 roommate 講：，我頭先瞓著咗，好彩你喺度。佢講咩啊？嗰個就話我都瞓著咗。
So on the drive back to Berkeley, he was speaking to his roommate. He said, "Well, I'm glad you were there because I fell asleep." So what did he say? And then so his roommate said, "I fell asleep too."
佢上面佢講，佢去過好多嘅地方讀書聚會，亦都睇到好多嘅地方。而家翻嚟喺 Mountainville 聚會。
And so he shared that he's gone after Berkeley. He's gone to many different places of worship.Met a lot of different people, but then he came back to Mountain View.
佢而家好積極喺神嘅家裏邊嚟到服侍。
And he is serving in the house of the Lord, very fervently.
你見到佢啊？你哋如果你冇請我，見到佢講嘢，好似仲有精神過我噶。
That if you see him, when you see him speak, he is so energetic. Is he more so than myself?
佢就話。嗰、那個翻譯嘅弟兄，其實我大概知道係邊個，嗰、那個翻譯得麻麻地嘅啫。
So he mentioned that he remembers that person who was translating and who was so-so.
但係咧，佢話佢嗰個 fighting spirit 對住我哋兩個瞓覺嘅人喺度翻譯。 佢仍然激励佢今日知道喺神面前应该系点样嚟到追求。
So he recounted how the translation was only so-so, but that fighting spirit, how energetic he had, he was when translating, he still remembers that, and that's what spurs him on to pursue after the Lord.
Yeshua, 圣经告诉他们听，嫩的儿子 Yeshua 心中有圣灵。
The Bible tells us that Joshua, son of Nun, had this spirit.
十个探子他们只是看外面不看神。
That those other 10 spies only saw what was outward. They didn't look at God.
但是唯有他和加勒，他们另有一个心智，他们不看环境，只是看神。
Only he and Caleb did not look at the outward circumstances. They only looked towards God.
所以这次当我预备约书亚记的时候，
And so as I prepared Joshua this time,
我本来一口气睇咗前面一至九章，嗰度好多嘢讲。
And so I just one sitting, I read chapters 1-9. There are many things happening.
但系我读咗前面九节咧，好似我就停咗落嚟。
That was my plan, but I read after reading the first 9 verses, I stopped.
因为喺呢前面呢九节里边，如果加埋第一章最后尾嗰节。有四次重复讲话你要刚强壮胆。
Because in those verses, 4 times it repeats, be courageous, be strong and courageous.
这个如果你读黄帝兴的查经书，他每一本查经书的题目都是圣经里面的一句说话。
That if you read Brother Wong's Bible studies, there's one particular phrase in there that he uses.
就是说，约书亚记，他那本书就叫做你要刚强壮胆。
For the book of Joshua, it says, be strong, do not be afraid.
要进入迦南。
If you're to enter into Canaan,
要带以色列人进入基督的丰富。
To bring the people of God into abundance.
约书亚的身上俾我哋睇见，主话你要刚强壮胆。
So in the person of Joshua, God tells us, "Be strong and of good courage."
我愿意同大家分享少少我里边嘅感觉，就系话点样能够刚强壮胆，或者刚强壮胆嘅秘诀喺边度？
And so I was thinking, what is the secret to being strong and courageous? Do not be afraid.
刚强壮胆的秘诀就是你要充满神的话。
That to be strong and courageous is to have God's word.
不单止有神的话，而且你对神的话有个咩嘅态度？
Not only to have the word of God, but what attitude do you have for the word of God?
为什么我要停响前面九节里边咧
？Why did I stop at these first 9 verses？
因为呢啲嘅说话，当你如果你好快咁读过，咁啊读过就读过啦。
That if you read through this quickly, you'll just skim through it。
但系你就觉得呢啲说话系好直接嘅，要进入到你个心里边，成为你里边嗰、那个换一个说话嚟讲，就系话。要成为你自己的东东西的时候
，that if you approach it with some with the attitude that this will become yours，
或者换一句说话讲，喺圣经里面我哋好熟悉嘅一句说话，就话人活着不是单靠食物，乃系靠耶和华口中出的一切话。
For instance, if we're very familiar with the passage that man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds out of the mouth of God.
我们今天要活着，我们当然要吃饭啊，听说啊，我们有饭吃，我感谢主啊。
So, of course, we know today we need to live off food, right? Thank the Lord that we have a meal after this.
但这句说话，用神的话和食物来相比，就是说神的话，你要吃下去。
That when we compare the word of God with food, that meaning that you need to eat, you need to ingest this food.
而且你有咗神嘅话，你先能够活。
that in order to live, that once you have this sustenance, this food, this word of God, then you can live.
当然神没说叫你不吃饭、啊、所以神人没说不是单靠食物你要吃东西、哦、我都喜欢吃的但是你不是单靠吃东西
Of course we do need to eat. It's not saying do not eat, but man shall not live by bread alone. You still need to eat.
但你要靠神口里说的出的一切话
But you need to count, depend on every word that comes from God.
今天为什么我们在主面前、我们听听下就要 看标呢
Why is it today that once we listen to the word of God, all of a sudden we start looking at our watches?
你失眠的时候读下圣经就可以睡着了
Or right before you go to sleep, you read the Bible and you fall asleep.
因为你只是活在你那个食物或者个肉身的里面在你的生活里面你缺乏了另外一个真正的活
Because we're only thinking of our flesh, we're not thinking of a different way to live.
就是你那个属灵的生命是不是活泼的
and that way to live, that spiritual life, is it a living, a lively life?
你在这服侍的时候、啊、你是就服侍了就在做一些事啦，只是你里面真的有一个 fighting spirit， 有一个这样的刚强的灵呢。
And when you're serving, are you just simply doing some things? Are you performing some actions? Or do you have this fighting spirit?
你知道，我开始服侍的时候呢，我是做翻译的。
When I first started to serve, I was someone who translated.
我很早啊。嗰陣時國語廣東話咁啊，我就翻譯。收尾咧就學咗聽英文，咁啊英文翻國語，咁啊翻譯。其實我好中意做翻譯嘅。
First started with English in and Chinese, Cantonese to Mandarin, and then I learned English. So from English to Mandarin, I really enjoy translating.
如果你叫我揀咧，你要中意講道定係翻譯，我情願做翻譯。做講道，因為講道要預備好辛苦。
If you ask me, would I rather prepare a message or to translate? I say I would translate. It takes a lot of effort and work to prepare a message.
而且翻譯仲有一個好處，就係一般嚟講，我哋啲弟兄們講道嘅，佢個靈係好活潑嘅。
And another benefit of that is usually the brothers who are speaking, they have a very active, very energetic spirit. So for this message, many days have I already spent in God's Word. And so when you are translating for Him, your spirit is lifted up by His spirit.
So this is a really...不用预备很多功夫，定系在主面前能够得益处。你哋听到，我不知道有冇咁嘅灵。
So I don't know if you have the same spirit as you listen, but you can gain a lot without putting forth a lot.
弟兄姊妹，你有冇真系睇重你喺主面前嗰个活系点样活
？Have you put any thought or importance into how you're living before the Lord.
你知道神的话，如果你读前面那几节圣经的时候，你看到很清楚是耶和华晓谕摩西的帮手嫩的儿子约书亚说，直接跟他说。
That here, if we read these words, it says the Lord spoke to Joshua, the son of Nun, directly to him.
如果你读圣经的时候，你将约书亚改到你的名字，神晓谕边个？啊，希恩昌，然后对他说：，哇，你当堂本来想睡觉都醒晒。
That if you put your name in place of Joshua, speaking directly to you, then even if you wanted to fall asleep, you couldn't.
然后就讲俾你听，嫩的儿子。摩西死了，我啊，现在你要起来，和百姓过这一旦河，往我所赐给以色列的地方去。
Moses, my servant is dead. Now, therefore, arise, go over this Jordan, you and all this people.
圣经话，神的话就是灵，就是生命。
The Bible tells us the word of God is spirit, it is life.
你在主面前有没有一个生命的感觉？
That before the Lord, do you have this feeling of life?
我在跟弟兄们翻译的时候，我被他们的生命来的带起。
When I was translating, I was lifted up by their life.
当我预备的时候，主的话点一点我，哎呀，我里面就精神了。
And how the Lord enlightened me when I was preparing, that's awakened me.
当主的话真是直接闻到你的时候，就是灵，就是生命。
When the Lord's words is poured out on you, that's life, that's truth.
所以那个就是食物，就是你属灵生命的食物。
That is the food, that is the spiritual food for you.
所以你要将神的话来到食物去，去成为灵，成为生命。
And when you eat of the word of God, it becomes your life.
而且你要知道神的话同神的同在是分不开的。
That God's word and His presence cannot be separated.
因为神的话同神的灵是分不开的。
Because they cannot be separated, His word and His spirit.
所以约翰福音14:26圣灵君时，佢话圣灵要将一切嘅事指教你们，并且叫你们想起。我对你们说的一切话，主对门徒。
And the Lord spoke to his disciples in John 14. The help of the Holy Spirit, from whom the God, the Father send in my name, he will teach you all things and bring to your remembrance all things.
如果你真系有咗神嘅话，你就能够刚强壮胆。
That if you have God's word, you can be strong and courageous.
因为神嘅话里边系带着佢嘅旨意。
Because in his word contains his will.
神唔系。随便噏嘢噶，好似我哋咁样。
He doesn't just speak carelessly.
神讲嘅说话系佢嘅 promise， 系佢嘅应许，佢一定负责嚟到成就。
His word is his promise, and he will make it come to pass.
神嘅说话问到约书亚话：我个仆人摩西死了。
And so the word of the Lord came to Joshua saying, Moses, my servant, is dead.
你知道当时摩西死了是很大件事的，对以色列，是吗？
We think back that that was a big deal when Moses died.
对于约书亚更加大件事。
And to Joshua, it was an even bigger event.
他不知道吗？约书亚肯知的。
Of course he knew.
已经喊了30天了，当时如果读出生命记34:他哀哭了30天。
He, of course, he knew 30 days. He cried. He wept.
生命记34:他就话30天满了，然后神的说话就临到约书亚。
That after 30 days, then the word of the Lord came to Joshua.
神话俾佢听，我个仆人摩西死了。
The word of the Lord came to him, Moses, my servant, is dead.
很多时候，我们看到死了，怎么办呢？彷徨，惊慌。
We would be afraid and dismayed. We said, now what do we do?
好像，这里第九章，第一章第九节的话，说你当刚强壮胆，不要惧怕，也不要惊慌。因为你无论往哪里去，耶和华你的神必与你同在。
In verse 9, it tells us, Be strong and courageous. Do not tremble or be dismayed, for the Lord your God is with you wherever you go.
我相信这一句说话，神话给约书亚听，我的仆人摩西死了。
And when God told Joshua, Moses, my servant, is dead,
对于约书亚来讲，我不知道你读的时候你有什么感觉。
To Joshua, I don't know, when you read this passage, what do you think? What do you feel?
我相信神告诉约书亚听，我知道我的仆人摩西死了。
That God told him, yeah, I know my servant Moses is dead.
弟兄姊妹，你知不知道神是全知的神？
And we know God is omniscient. He knows all things.
我们很多时候我们知道神是全能的神。
We know that he's omnipotent, all powerful.
但有时你说，哎，死了，神或者黑暗瞓唔知道啊。
And then we forget he's omniscient, and we might think, oh, he doesn't know this.
所以我现在不知道怎么办，很凄凉啊，很孤单啊。
So I am all alone. I don't know what to do.
但是你要知道，神是全知的神。
But we need to know that he knows all things. He's omniscient.
以赛亚书49章14-15节，我哋好熟悉嘅说话。
Isaiah 49, 14 and 15, we're all very familiar with this.
当时以色列锡安话：耶和华，你离弃咗我，主，你忘记咗我咩？
And Zion said, the Lord has forsaken me, and my Lord has forgotten me.
然后好像主在回复他，15节，他说妇人焉能忘记她吃奶的婴孩，不连恤她所生的儿子，即或有忘记的，我却不忘记你。
And in verse 15, he replies, the Lord replies, can a woman forget her nursing child and not have compassion on the son of her womb? Surely they may forget, yet I will not forget you. Sometimes the things that happen in our lives, we don't really understand.
但你知道,神知道,
but we know, the Lord knows that we're still within his grace.
一个神是全知的神,
this is a God who is omniscient, all-knowing. So as children of God, we should be assured.
虽然我们在外面,我们在黑暗难处,阴暗的里面,
we might be in difficulty in a dark place.
但你知道,神知道,你仍然在祂的管理之下,在祂的要你走的脚步里面。
But God knows, and he knows that you are still, he's still sovereign over your footsteps.
你要知道神所promise的,神所应许的,神所讲过的说话,他一定要成就。
That all things that he promised, he'll make happen.
现在摩西不在了,
now that Moses is no longer here,
神的同在不会减少,
the Lord's presence will not diminish.
弟兄姊妹,你记不记得在出埃及记, 当摩西问神你叫什么名的时候,
we recall when Moses asked the Lord, what should I call you? What is your name?
神说,我的名字叫做自由永有。
And the Lord said to him, I am the great I am. I am that I am.
就是神告诉他,我是 自有永远,
he said, I am eternally God.
我是现在的神。
I am the God of now.
昨天我是神, 明天我是神, 我永远都是神。
I was God yesterday, I'll be God tomorrow, I'm God today, I will eternally be God.
所以去到第三节的时候告诉我们,
so when we get to verse 3,
凡你脚掌所踏之地，我都照着我所应许摩西的话赐给你们了。
That every place that the sole of your foot will tread upon, I have given you, as I said to Moses.
我是永远都是现在那位神。
I am that eternal God, now and
forever. 无论你的光景怎样,
no matter your circumstance,
我是神,
I am God.
你昨天我怎样恩待你,
how I blessed you yesterday.
我怎样显出我的同在同摩西,
how I was with Moses.
我的旨意一定要成就,
my will be complete.
但是你不要忘记他是神。
Brothers and sisters, do not forget that he is God.
神,祂有,是永远都是神。
He is eternally God.
祂有祂永远的旨意,而且祂以永远的爱来爱你。
That he has his will and he has loved you with an eternal everlasting love.
弟兄姊妹,你要知道,如果你真的求主来到, 俾啲悟性我哋，好似以弗所书第一章第三节嗰度话，神在基督里边曾赐给我哋天上各样属灵嘅福气。
That if we see, just as in Ephesians, it tells us that He's given us to all blessings, all spiritual blessings.
你知道我哋系边个？
We know who we are.
我哋系神手里边嗰个精心杰作。
We are the workmanship of God's hand.
神话我系昨日、今日到永远都系你嘅神，唔改变嘅神。
That yesterday, today, tomorrow, I am your God and never changing God.
我讲过嘅说话，我必定成就。
What I promise, I will keep.
所以你知道神嘅心意喺我哋身上系要做乜嘢？
So what is it that God wishes to accomplish in our lives?
神要我哋呢啲首先喺基督里边有盼望嘅人，要叫佢嘅荣耀喺我哋身上彰显出嚟啊，弟兄姊妹。
That He wants to manifest His glory in those of us who are first to first trust in Him.
你里边有冇睇到神要用着你嚟到彰显佢嘅荣耀
？Do you see that He wants to manifest His glory in you?
神要藉着我哋
，through us，
你知道我哋系边个
？Who are we？
我哋系基督嘅身体。
We are the body of Christ。
我哋系神为咗佢个荣耀而创造嘅人。
We were created for His glory。
神最终嘅目的，佢万事互相效力，系叫我哋得益处。
That all things work together for good。
叫我哋得咩益益处啊
？What good is there？
系叫佢。嘅荣耀喺我哋身上彰显出嚟。
That good is for His glory to be manifest。
我哋要成为佢嘅丰富恩典彰显嘅器皿。
That we are to be the vessels for His abundance。
然后藉着我哋呢啲首先蒙恩嘅喺基督里边有盼望嘅人。
That all who have put their hope in Christ first。
有一日藉着我哋嚟到恢复佢嘅荣耀喺一切被造喺宇宙里边。
That through us, all things would be come under Christ in all the universe.
所以以弗所书话要借着教会，使天上执政掌权嘅睇到我哋，就得知道神百般嘅智慧。
That so in Ephesians it tells us that all the principalities and all the powers would see in us His glory.
而家摩西死咗
，and now Moses is dead.
啊，约书亚。软弱啊，个信心暗晒。
You see that Joshua, he who's weak, he didn't have a faith.
但系神同佢讲说话，我知道我个仆人摩西死了。
And so God spoke to him. He says, "I know my servant Moses is dead."
但系你仍然要专一嘅跟从我。
And yet you need to wholeheartedly follow me.
所以刚强壮胆。第一个条件就是你要有神的话，要食咗神的话，要神的话成为你的生命。
In order to be strong and courageous, the first thing is to have the word of God, to eat of His word, and to have life.
然后你刚强壮胆的秘诀就是你要绝对相信，而且信服神的话。
And to the secret to being strong and courageous is to know His word and to obey His word.
当你专一嘅跟从耶和华，好似民数嘅三十二章十二节嗰阵时讲到约书亚嘅时候
，as when we do that and are able to obey，
佢就话凡你们脚掌所踏之地，我都照着我所应许摩西的话赐给你们了。
Then it's like it says in Joshua 1:3, every place that the sole of your feet will tread upon, I have given to you, just as I said to Moses.
呢度如果你睇到嗰话，神话我已经俾咗你哋。
When you see that the Lord said, I have already given you.
英文话 I have given， 然后中文话赐给你们了 already.
In the English, it says, I have given, meaning I've already given it to you.
在艰难的困境的里面，我们能够刚强壮胆。
That even in the difficult situation of Canaan, we are to be strong and courageous.
我们要认识神是负责成全祂的应许。
That we know God is one who is responsible for keeping His promises.
出埃及是大事。
It was a big deal to leave Egypt.
但是你要知道不是摩西做的。
that we know it was not Moses who did it. It was God through Moses who did it. And entering into Canaan is even greater deal. And fulfilling the eternal purpose of God is even bigger. But it's not on you, it's on God. Anything that God wishes to do, man always feels that, oh, without me, it can't be done.
神告诉你,
God tells them,
已经给了你们了,
it's already done. It's been given to you already.
所以他们以色列人在约旦河东那时,
and when the people were east of the River Jordan,
他已经告诉你们, 如果你们专一跟从我, 迦南地已经是你们了,
that if you follow me wholeheartedly, it already belongs to you.
所以你用信心, 来到接受, 支取,
so with faith, you will receive and take God's promises.
Then
you will enjoy the abundance of Christ.
我们稍微看一看,第二章,当他们要打赢的歌词的时候,
and when it speaks in chapter 2 that they defeated Jericho,
那个十个探子, 38年前,看,哇,那里的人, 我们在他面前好像蚱蜢一样,
they were thinking back 30 years ago when the spies were saying, oh, they're like giants, we'll become their food.
但他们真的看到因着神在以色列人身上所做的工,
but they saw the work that God did in the lives of the Israelites.
在约书亚记2章11节, 那个埃合告诉他, 这些耶利哥的人心因以色列人都消化了他们的心,
and so there were two spies that went into Jericho, and Rahab put them in Joshua 2:11. As soon as we heard these things, our hearts melted.
今天我们看环境看仇敌,
today, when we look at our environment, surroundings, and we see the enemy,
我们说死了,
we say, oh no, we're doomed, we're doomed. We can't enter. We can't defeat the enemy.
岂不知, 当你专心相信依靠耶和华的时候,
but when you wholeheartedly trust in God,
他们那帮人的心已经消化了,
you see the enemy, their hearts have already melted.
我们不知道的时候, 神已经将那些石头那些难处灭去了,
when we didn't even know about it, the Lord has already removed all the difficulties.
所以神说, 我已经给了你们了,
and so God tells them, I have already given it to you.
所以今天, 我们看到神的话, 宣告的时候,
when we see the word of the Lord proclaimed today,
我们, 就应该相信接受刚强壮胆来到用信心接受神所给我们的。And
we should accept and receive God's word, be strong and courageous, and move forward.
神的话还是我觉得很细节啊,
and I see some details in his word.
当神同
when God was speaking to Joshua,
第一节耶和华的仆人摩西死了以后, 耶和华晓谕摩西的帮手,论的儿子约书亚,
that when the Moses, the servant of the death of the servant of Lord Moses, spoke to Joshua, the son of Nun, Moses' servant,
他已经跟着摩西差不多,
he had already been following Moses
30-40 years.
That God had already chosen him. He was to be the next leader for the Israelites.
但是当神跟他讲说话的时候, 还在怎样形容约书亚? 他是摩西的帮手约书亚。
And how did God describe Joshua? He was described as the servant of Moses.
今天神可以用我们,
God can use us today,
但是永远我们不是元帅,
but we are not the captains.
我哋係神，頂籠係佢個幫手。
At best, we are his servant.
所以去到第五章嗰個時候，當佢哋要去攻打。
When we get to chapter 5 and they're ready to attack,
要征戰的時候,
to fight, to battle,
約書亞就見到有個人的刀已經拔了出來,
and we see that he saw someone who already had a sword taken out.
他就問, 你是幫我們還是幫我們的失守敵?
And so he asked them, are you for us or for our enemies?
我們知道那個是耶和華的使者, 就是說, 我是來做耶和華軍隊的元帥。
That was a messenger from the Lord, and he was there to be the captain of the army of the hosts of Jehovah. 然后
就说你将你的脚上的鞋脱下，因为你所站的地方是圣的。
And so he,
约书亚就照着行了。
And so he told him that you are on holy ground, so take off your sandals. And Joshua did so.
不是约书亚有什么本事。
It's not because Joshua was capable of anything.
但是他在面前忠心的时候，神能够用他来完成神的旨意。
But when he was faithful before the Lord, God was able to use him to accomplish his will.
但是永远我们知道，主才是耶和华军队的元帅。
But we know who the captain of the army is, it's the Lord himself.
我们无论怎样主怎样用我们，
No matter how the Lord is to use us,
我们在主面前，我们要谦卑，我们在这里高举主，祂作我们的权柄，作我们的元帅。
That we need to humble ourselves before the Lord to lift him up, that he would be our captain.
主叫我们刚强壮胆。
He tells us to be strong and courageous.
是叫我们对仇敌，叫我们对世界，同埋对我们自己。
So in front of the enemy, in front of the world, in front of ourselves.
以色列人出埃及第一次的征战是在利非丁和亚玛利人的征战。
The first battle that the Israelites had after leaving Egypt was against the Amalekites.
你要知道在生命记25章那里讲到，其实那些人他们来到是偷袭耶和华军队后面亚玛利人。
You see these Amalekites, they actually came from behind to attack the people of God.
他们伤了那些很弱势的在后面。
They attacked the young and the elderly from the back.
所以以色列人进入迦南的路上，第一个仇敌就是亚玛利人。
The first enemy that the Israelites encountered were the Amalekites.
我们知道亚玛利人是，特别圣经里面讲到是人的肉体，属肉体。
We know the Amalekites represent the flesh of man.
所以当我们真是要进入迦南的时候，
When we truly want to enter into Canaan,
我们头号的敌人就是我们这个自己的肉体。
Our first enemy is ourselves, our flesh.
一方面主叫我们刚强壮胆。
On one hand, the Lord tells us to be strong and courageous.
但一方面主给我们看见，不是我，乃是主要在我们里面作生命，是祂成就一切。
And on the other hand, the Lord is telling us that it's Him that becomes our life to be strong.
用这些说话来帮助我们，提醒我们。
For these words to help us, to remind us.
这个话无论对于年轻的，对于我们的年长的，同样成为我们脚前的灯，路上的光。
That the word of the Lord, whether we're young or we're old, that is a light, lamp upon our feet and the light before our path.
我们本于信，以至于信，我们完全的忠心在祂的跟前，神就能够用我们进入基督的丰富。
That from faith to faith, if we are faithful before his presence, that he would lead us into his abundance.
我们祷告。
Let us pray.
主，我们感谢你，因为你的话就是灵，就是生命。
Lord, we thank you that your word is a life and it is a spirit.
巴不得你自己这位全知全能全在的神，在我们生命里面时刻都是有地位。
Lord, that you who are omnipotent, omniscient God that knows all things would be always in our lives.
让我们永远活在你自己的跟前，我们刚强壮胆，让你使用。
That we would live in your presence and be strong and courageous, that we would be used as a vessel for you.
让我们征战，然后进入基督的丰富。
That we would enter into battle and enter into the fullness of Christ.
得你上面照我们所得的奖赏和丰富。
That you would shine upon us this the abundance you have for us.
用着你的话来到建造你的教会。
May you use your word to build up your church.
激励我们每一个神的儿女。
That you would encourage each one of us, children of God.
叫我们在这个地方来到为你作美好的见证。
That we would be a testimony for you here.
我们将一切的荣耀都归给你。
And all the glory be given back unto you.
祷告感谢奉主耶稣基督的名。
We pray and give thanks in our Lord Jesus Christ's name.
Amen. Amen.